desire and interest in your prayers this morning. Written on the board, serving God in the mundane. And I heard someone make that expression quite a while back, and I'd written it down, and I opened up my Bible, and the Lord started talking to me and gave me this message to share this morning. I'd like to begin over in the Luke in the 8th chapter. We'll begin reading with the 38th verse. Just as a little background, Jesus had just delivered the man that was full of a legion of devils, if you will recall. And he was in the cemetery, in the graveyard. They couldn't constrain him because of the force of the demonic spirits that possessed him. And Jesus came and cast the spirits out. If you will recall, they went into the swine. And the swine ran into the ocean. And so the man came, the multitude saw what a mighty thing God had done. And there had to be a lot of excitement and euphoria, if you will, in this man's life. I mean, he'd been possessed with a devil. He was now in his right mind, and he was ready to go and work for God. He was on fire. You know, the Lord wants us to be on fire this morning. He wants us to be enthused about the work of the Lord. And so we read in verse 38, it said, "Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him." He besought Jesus that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away. Now, get this picture in your mind. Jesus has just done this wonderful work, and this man was saying, "Lord, I want to go with you." And that sounds like a good desire, doesn't it? In other words, there were those that left their nets. There were those that left their receipt of custom. There were those that left their jobs. They left everything to follow Jesus. And there's something almost romantic sounding about that, isn't there? I can tell you a little bit about that, too. You know that this man had a desire, and he said, "Lord, I want to go with you. I'm going to go work for you. I'm going to go tell people about what you've done for me, and I want to be in the presence of Jesus physically." And this is what Jesus said to him. He said, "Return to your own house and show how great things God has done for you." And he went his way, and he published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him. This man wanted to go. You know, there is something that I would that all of us be excited about, a desire to go this morning. Because the Scripture says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." But I want to share something with you. When the Lord tells you to go and you go, even in the going can become mundane. All right? Did we get that? Going can become normal. The burden I have is about serving God in the mundane. Now, by definition, mundane means lacking excitement. It means ordinary. It means routine. It means uneventful. Now, how many of you this morning would be, your emotions would rise, whether for good or bad, if I said, "God wants you to go to Africa next week. Wants you to go to Africa. It's going to be tough on the body, but the Lord has called you to go to Africa." Would your pulse stay the same and your excitement level be what it is right now? Or would some of you be like, "Oh no, I don't want to go." But you'd have emotion, right? And some of you might be like, "Yes, I've been waiting for the Lord to call me. I'm ready to go," because it's different. It's exciting. It's something different than what's normal. But do you know that that call, which might excite you, has become, and don't misunderstand me now, but it has become my normal? And so it doesn't bring about the same emotions that it does for someone where it's new and it's different. So, if the Lord told me, "Michael, I want you to go deliver mail," I might go, "Oh Lord, there's going to be some movement of emotion." But because that's new for me. But for someone, I doubt Justin gets up in the morning, he's like, oh, deliver mail today, and just, because it's normal. That's life. But do you know this morning, wherever your normal is, God wants you to serve Him in the mundane things of life. In the normal things of life. This man wanted to go. He wanted to do, and Jesus said, I want you to go back home. But do you know what home represents? Now some may say, yes, it's security and it's refuge, and that's good. I trust it is for you this morning. But home also represents mundane. It represents normal. Sisters, is it not true that you get up and house still has to be cleaned and the dishes still have to be washed and the children still have to be bathed and you still have to clip however many sets of nails and you have to still vacuum and it's just, it's mundane. It's normal. It's routine. There's nothing. But do you realize that that is the place that God wants you to serve Him? You brethren getting up and going to the job and, you know, after a while, I know there are people they can't hold down a job. Because they go somewhere and it's new and it's exciting and different for a month or two or maybe a year or two. And then I gotta have something else. And they quit their job and then they go. But do you realize that life is about the mundane? There are only generally in life, there are very few life-changing moments that occur in our life. You know, when you graduate and life is ahead of you and what you do, there's some life-changing moments in that. When you get married, it's a life-changing moment. Life may not be as mundane or not, but when change occurs, it's different for a while. But when something stays different, it becomes normal. Which means it becomes mundane. Don't misunderstand, mundane is not bad. But mundane is normal. Mundane is not, it doesn't excite me like it used to. Folks, most of our life, I don't care whether you're on the mission field in Africa or whether you are vacuuming the floor, our service to God is in the mundane things of life. And if we can't serve God in the mundane, we are not serving God. Is God God of your mundane? Are you allowing God to be God in the mundane things that you're doing in life? We need to recognize life is not all about excitement. It's not all about what's new. But I want to take what the Lord has called us to, whether it's leaving your nets, or whether it's, I don't want you to go with me, I want you to go home. That man could have gone home and pouted. Because Jesus didn't want me to go with him. No, I want you to go serve God in the mundane, because you can be most effective to the people of your own household. If you can go and show them that you are different because Christ has touched your life. More service to God. And spiritual growth occurs in the mundane things of life. Proverbs 20, verse 6, asks a question. He said, a faithful man, who can find? Daily faithfulness. You know, it's one thing to say, there's a lot of people out here that are just waiting to be saved right outside the chapel. Is there anybody that will go? And if you will go share the gospel, I'll tell you there's going to be hundreds of people that are going to give their heart to Jesus. We get, oh yes, I want to be part of that. But you know what? The trash in the bathroom still has to be emptied. Who's going to be faithful? Who's going to be faithful in the mundane things of life to still serve God? Faithfully and consistently. Because faithfulness is not about emotion. Faithfulness is about decision. Same thing as in marriage. Faithfulness is not about that the emotions are always up here, is it? Faithfulness is about a choice and a decision, whether emotions are here or here. That there is a steadfast consistency. Because I made a decision. a faithful man, who can find? Are you willing to be faithful to the Lord in the mundane things of life this morning? Are you willing to not allow the ups and downs of emotions to dictate or drive our decision making? See, many times people allow their decisions to be driven by a desire for different, or a desire for change, or a desire for that they allow themselves not to use reason and the call of God, but they allow personal emotions. When it's low, they make certain decisions. When it's high, they make different decisions. The Lord is looking for a faithful people this morning. He's looking for us to be consistent and steady and reliable day after day and year after year, whether it is in those exciting calls that God gives, or whether it's just when I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to work every day. Brother Sean, I'm just putting up shutters day after day. And wait, I can serve God in this. Well, sisters, I'm just doing the same thing. It seems like, what good? You know, you just over and over and over, just a repetition. And that's where the Lord called you to serve Him. For each and every one of us, service to God is in the mundane. I'm not taking away from those times of special inspiration. But do you know what? That's why they're special, is because it's not normal. So are we only going to testify when it's special? Are we only going to pray when it's special? Are we only going to worship when it's special? Are we only going to give God praise when it's special? Or will we be those faithful people that will serve Him in the normal routine of life, at home, at work, at school, in service, wherever we are, that, Lord, I want to be that faithful person that You can count on. Over in the 24th chapter of Matthew, the Scripture teaches in verse 44 to 46, Jesus said, therefore be ye ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom the Lord hath made ruler over His household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. He was talking about a man. There were some of the servants that said, well, the Lord's not coming back. And they got sloppy. They stopped being faithful. They stopped being diligent because, you know, I know all of us, probably many of us, have gone through times of grief and times of suffering. You know, those are not mundane times. You may have not chosen those times, but they're not mundane. Do you know we can allow those times we seek the Lord, and Lord, I want to draw closer to You. I want to be everything that You want me to be. Lord, help me. We examine our lives. But what about when things are just going along? What about when things are just pretty normal? You know, it's easy during normal times, during mundane times, to start slacking up a little bit spiritually in certain areas of our life. You young people, the things that you struggle with, you know, when you go to camp meeting and you're inspired, and I want to draw closer to the Lord, and I'm going to give this up, Lord, I'm going to be more careful about what I've been listening to. You know what I'm talking about. Be a little more careful, Lord. I want to be a little more diligent about this, and I want to... But then camp meeting gets over, and a week goes by, a month goes by, and you just kind of get back down to life, and it's easy in the flesh to kind of start letting down a little bit. The Lord wants us to purpose in our hearts this morning that, Lord, I'm going to serve You in the mundane. When the fire and brimstone is not falling, Lord, I want to serve You. When the trials are not there, Lord, I want to serve You. When I'm being tempted and I recognize it's the devil, and I'm really holding on to the Lord, but the times that things are just moving on, Lord, I want to serve You. Be diligent this morning that you be found of Him without spot or wrinkle. Be diligent that when the Lord comes back, He'll find us being faithful in the mundane. And I would say to the mothers and the fathers and to the students this morning, to those that have jobs, to all of us, be careful about walking away from the mundane. All right? Because when you walk away from the mundane, you're going to find something else that will excite or challenge for a little bit. But it's not going to take long before that becomes mundane as well. So what is life about? It doesn't mean that change is always wrong. God calls for change. And there's a time that we grow and that we make some changes in our lives. But we want it to be dictated by the Holy Spirit, not by our desire to escape the mundane. Because saints, I want to share a very basic truth with you. You cannot outrun the mundane. The mundane will always be with us. So Lord, help me then. Help me learn where I am to learn to serve You and be faithful to You even in the mundane. So let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. When things are going good, hold on to your faith. When things are really rough, hold on to your faith. But when things are just pretty placid, you know, I think that's some of the most challenging times to hold on to our faith. Because when things get bad, it's like, Lord, I need You, I'm desperate. Or when things are really good and the blessings are flowing, it's, Lord, thank You so much, I appreciate it. But what about those in-between times? I think in my life, those are the most challenging for me to stay faithful. They're the most challenging for me to keep doing what the Lord wants me to do because it's just life. Serving God in the mundane. In the mundane things of life I mentioned in the beginning, it is an opportunity for us to grow in holiness. Now, we can ask the Lord to help us to have more grace or more love or more patience. But I want to share something. I'll speak for myself. You know, some of the seemingly hardest battles I have gone through have been some of the easiest ones for me to find victory in. I want to explain to you what I mean by that. I think of situations with people that have caused some of the greatest pain in my life. And you know, I found a place of the grace of God to love and forgive and grow. And yes, it was a challenge and it hurt the worst, but it seemed like the grace was there. But you know where some of the greatest challenges are? It's in the mundane. It's finding a place to forgive those that maybe didn't really hurt you that bad. Maybe a place of having patience with, you know, someone that comes and just treats you horrible. It's like, Lord, just help me have the patience. You respond with grace and patience. But what about when your husband or wife or children get on your nerves? What about people you work with? And maybe it wasn't that bad, but it just rubbed you the wrong way. Do you know there are some of the greatest challenges there? It's in the mundane. It's just in the everyday people. It's in the trials that maybe you wouldn't say, oh, this was a heavy burden I have. But it was just that daily burden. It was that daily trial. Lord, help me to serve You. If God doesn't rule your mundane, then He doesn't rule you. Because that's where we live. We live in the mundane. And we are called this morning to show the character of Christ in our life in the mundane things of life. I read about a woman and I took note of it, Renee and Vanessa and Ethan, when I came in this morning from my office. I'm going to explain to you what I was thinking about. I had read about a woman that was at home and she was at the sink. She had a plate. Now, some of you sisters might relate. Brethren, take note of this and learn too. But sisters, you might relate to this. And she was having to scrub the crusties off the plate. Do you know the thing about it is there is no need to scrub the crusties off the plate if you would just rinse your plate when you're done with it? You know what I'm talking about? I came in from breakfast this morning, and there's Renee had taken breakfast out to me in the office earlier, and so I brought it in, and I was going to set it down, and I thought, don't want anybody to have a battle over me, so I turned on the faucet, and I cleaned it, and it just took me a second. But if I would have left it there, and we got home from service, and then it was time to clean the kitchen, it would have taken more than a second. So this woman was there, this wife and mother was at the sink, and she was scrubbing the crusties off the plate, and she didn't have a very good attitude about it. Why couldn't my husband just rinsed it off instead of just sitting here? Now I'm having to do all this work. And did you all relate to that a little bit? Don't be afraid. It's all right. I think we've all been there. And so she was just getting a little bit of an attitude, and because she was living in the mundane. Here I am scrubbing the crusties off a plate because someone else didn't rinse it off and it wouldn't have been a big issue. Well, Lord started talking to her heart and checked her. You know what? She started giving God thanks because her husband was busy with other things and he had a job to work and he was providing for them and they had food to make those crusties on that plate. There was food to eat, and do you see where some of the greatest spiritual growth can happen in the mundane things? Am I off here? We say, Lord, I want to draw closer to you. Lord, send the fire. Go home, folks. Go to work. Go to school and serve God. And you say, well, I want to grow spiritually. Is there a place in the mundane things of life that you could have more joy? That you could show more long-suffering? That you could be more patient? That you could be more forgiving? But Lord, I want something big that I can I want to work for the Lord. Well, it starts at home. It starts on the job. It starts with the things that are not exciting. Because when God calls you to something that looks bigger and is more exciting and you do it year after year, you know what that becomes to you? Mundane. So Lord, wherever I am, help me to serve you and help me to grow and prosper and grow spiritually. If you will look at the person beside you this morning, who's sitting beside you? Look at them. Look behind you. Look in front of you. Do you know that there is an opportunity for spiritual growth with the people that are sitting right beside you this morning? That's where we can perfect holiness, folks. It prepares us for those bigger trials. But I'm going to say again, some of the hardest battles, and I say hardest, they were. The hardest battles I went through, I found wonderful grace for me. But in the mundane things, sometimes I struggle a little bit more. So Lord, help us to serve you in the mundane. Nehemiah in the 8th chapter, and we're going to conclude here in just a few minutes. Nehemiah told the people, he said, the joy of the Lord is what? It's your strength. The joy of the Lord when you're out just working for God and there thousands of people, hundreds are getting saved or just in the mundane things of life. When you're going to work and you've been going to work year after year and I'm tired, I think I'll just quit my job. Brethren, you come home and tell your wife, I think I'm just quitting. I'm tired of it. It's normal. It's routine. Not exciting. It's mundane. It's like you quit your job and you're going to go hungry. And then you find another job and it's new and oh, I love this job. You know what? In another year or two, it's going to be mundane too. It doesn't mean there's not a place for job change, but it means that where we are, Lord, help me to learn that mundane is life. Do we understand that mundane is a big part of life, folks? So we need to serve God and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. in the mundane things of life, to look for the opportunities. The other evening, I was kind of struggling with some things, and the Lord had already given me this message, and I started meditating. I was like, Lord, this thing is troubling me, and this is bothering me, and I began to find places that I could start giving God thanks. And you know what? It helped me. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In the mundane things of life, the rejoicing of the Lord does not just come from those big moments, but it comes from the daily presence of the Lord. That, Lord, help me to find a place of giving you praise just in the mundane things. Can we do that better, you think? Can we do that a little bit more? Whatsoever, Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do, in word or in deed. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of word and deed in the mundane. There's a lot. There's more word and deed found in the mundane than there are these low lows and high highs. So whatever you do, in word or in deed. Someone remember what it says? Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father. In all that you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ooh, is he talking about the mundane things? I mean, we can have a big revival and go to camp meeting and get stirred up and thank God for that, but what about when I have to go back to school? I have to go back to work. I have to go back to clipping nails. I have to go back to vacuuming the floor and wiping the crusties off the plate that I don't know why the children didn't just wash it off. We'll call them and teach them, but there's going to be times you're going to have to do it. Give God thanks in everything. So Lord, help us in the mundane this morning to give the Lord thanks. That Lord, when I get up and just face another normal day, just another routine day, Lord, would you help me to do it in the name of Jesus? It may not be anything that makes you want you to jump up and down, but Lord, I can find a place of giving you thanks. Because you will find that when there is not consistency, you will yearn for some consistency. And then when you have consistency, you will yearn for something to break it up. And then we're always looking for something different. Which means we need to learn, as Paul did, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I'm thankful for the life-changing moments this morning. I'm thankful for those times of special inspiration. I'm thankful for those times that the Lord calls me to do something new for Him. But most of our lives are spent in the mundane. And I want to encourage us, let's go this week and let's serve God in the mundane. Amen.